Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're hanging out with Hayden Dirk here in San Antonio after he threw the second immaculate inning in Amarillo sod poodle history last weekend at Hodgetown. And Hayden, I guess we got to start there. When you walked out there for the seventh inning the other night, what was on your mind and how were you able to do it so quickly?
I'll tell you what wasn't on my mind, throwing an immaculate inning, yeah. That's for sure, no doubt. Just get ahead in the count and compete and give my team a chance to win. And when you do that, I think good things happen, and that's what happened that night. So,
and it was just so quick. I mean, obviously, immaculate innings in their nature are quick, 9 strikes in a row, but it felt like yours was just such a rhythm. Do you feel like you were in a rhythm?
Yes, most definitely. Every time I pitch, I try and get into some type of rhythm. Yep. And the quicker I work, the more uncomfortable I feel like the hitter gets, so I try and stick to that.
What gets you into that rhythm on the mound? What are some things that need to happen for you to feel like, okay, I'm feeling really good, I can get into this groove?
I'd say landing my breaking ball early, the big one, the curveball. When I do that, usually good things happen, and I'm usually in the strike zone pretty well that night.
Last year for you was such a whirlwind. I mean, you pitched at 3 different levels. You made it to the AAA level. Can you, now that we're zoomed out from 2025, look back and just give me some thoughts about your 2025 season as a whole?
I feel like there was a lot of learning opportunities, a little struggle at the last level, the AAA level for me. Taught me a little bit about myself and the way that I need to compete. And as you move up, the hitters get older and more mature. I wouldn't say better. They just get more mature, and they'll let you beat yourself a lot more of the times than they'll beat you. So.
And this year for you, it's been 2 bumpy outings, and the rest have been really good. How would you describe 2026 so far?
I'd say it's a grind. It's week 2 or 3 of the season, so you know you can't really look at your stats real early this year at this point of the year. Just gotta keep your head down and grind, and things will work itself out.
How you feeling about the vibes of this clubhouse? Obviously, it was big for the team to get a series split last week against Frisco heading into this long road trip.
I think everybody's having fun. Nobody's worried about the record yet. There's a lot of big personalities on this team, so it's interesting coming to the field every day. You never know what you're going to run into. So,
no doubt about that. I want to ask you about Gabby Hernandez, your pitching coach. What do you like about working with him?
He shows up to the field and he wants to help you get better in any way that he can. Every day, each and every day, he shows up. I think I'm pretty sure he's a pitching coach that I've spent somewhat of the most time with in my minor league career. If not him, it was Tyler Mark, and they're kind of both the same personality. They want the best for you at all times. So.
Bullpens are known to be a close group just because of the sheer amount of time you guys spend out there during games, during, you know, early work and all that sort of stuff. Can you talk to me about the culture of this current Amarillo bullpen?
I think we have a very good group of bullpen arms. I think we have, if not the best, one of the best bullpen arms throughout the entire minor league system everywhere. Everybody clicks, you know, a lot of big personalities, like I said. But it brings a lot of new stuff to the bullpen every day. Like, one guy might be going through something, he bounces it off a few guys and, you know, help each other out and however we can. I think if this group stays together throughout the year, which I highly doubt happens because there's a lot of good arms in this bullpen, it'll be something fun to watch throughout the year.
Had you thrown an immaculate inning before?
I got close a few times last year. I think that was my first in pro ball.
Had you seen one in a game just with your own eyes?
Yeah, I think Daniel Egan might have threw one last year in Hillsboro, maybe.
Okay.
I want to say he had threw one that I might have watched last year. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. Love it. Hayden Dirk with us on the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Thanks for the time, my man.
Awesome. Appreciate you having me.
We continue next on News Talk 940 AM.